Talk Live. We are launching in to the second hour of the program. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And features like our archives, going all the way back to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast, all free for you. Just look right there on the front page. You don't have to log in or anything like that. It's just free at freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, cops beat somebody for no reason whatsoever. We'll talk about what happened, and we'll go to your phone calls first, though. Let's go to Mike listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first I want to say I love your show. I'm getting completely hooked.
Careful now.
You know, I'm kind of making the transition over from the, you know, neoconservative radio to, you know, the guys that put their money where their mouth is, and that seems to be you guys. So I wanted to touch on a subject that you guys were talking about last night that kind of hit a nerve with me. And I think that a lot of the American public is very ignorant of, and that's this, you know, this I call it the business of criminal justice in America.
That's what they call it.
What's that?
That's what they call it. They call it business. I think it's very
well. Funny. They run it like a business, and you know, you guys kind of touched on a little bit with how people tend to plead out. You know, you really don't have a choice, and it's kind of set up that way. In my own personal experience with the system, as you know, I've experienced that myself.
When you say that you don't have a choice, what do you mean by that?
Well, like you said, normally, you know, my experience has been, at least what I've seen, is normally the police will tend to overcharge you, you know, with a felony at first, and this gives the prosecutor some leeway to kind of cut you a deal, quote unquote,
mm-hmm.
To kind of push you through the system. So the cops will normally start out with the highest possible charge that they can give you, which usually, you know, winds up in the felony range. You'll wind up in court. Prosecutors will sweeten the deal by bringing it down to a misdemeanor if you just plead out. You're basically faced with two options. You can either, you know, try and bring your case to, you know, before a jury, which, you'd be an idiot. You'd almost be a fool to, because you'd be putting your entire life on the line. I mean, you'd be risking jail time, losing everything.
That's what they certainly want you to believe, that you'd be foolish to take this to trial. I mean,
Ian,
go to jail.
I do not trust juries to come back with a
That's right. It's like
verdict.
A 50-50 chance on a jury. You never
know
what they're going to come back
is.
With.
I don't know what the percentage is, but it isn't that great.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but, Mark, it's not that great because nobody really ever goes to trial to even find out what would
happen.
They
design the jury system to get the most mush-headed, you know, lockstep, bumper sticker, you know, patriot Americans out there in place.
So you're saying people should take plea bargains then, Mark?
No, I'm telling you that it's the whole system stinks.
I understand that. So on one hand, you're saying the system stinks, but you're saying don't take the plea bargain.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't take the plea bargain.
Let's just say that, you know, 95% of Americans would be very very hesitant to push it. I mean, unless you had a lot of money. I mean, you know, you're talking about people who are living from paycheck to paycheck mostly. They can't afford to take that much time, you know, lose that much time out of work.
Yeah,
you're talking about ruining your life, basically.
Sure.
And they put this little. They dangle this little carrot in front of your face,
right.
And most people take it.
Right, and then you contribute. By taking the carrot, you contribute to ruining your life
bit by bit
over time.
It's a horrible system. And
Mike, I want to find out what my co-host is saying, Mark.
Trying to tell you is that taking the plea bargain is like staying on a burning ship, and the taking the jury trial is like jumping through some water that has alligators in it to get out. You don't have a good option.
No.
There isn't the jam-packed option.
There is no good option. And unfortunately, the most devastating part of this whole thing is that in order for you to be put into this quagmire of, you know, potential risk to your future, all the police have to do is meet the lowest threshold, which is probable cause.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, I heard these police were being recorded one time, and they were joking around saying to each other, but I think it's very telling of the entire system. They said, you may beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. Meaning, the
Absolutely.
Lowest possible threshold for them to arrest you and put you into this system is probable cause. So while you may beat the rap, meaning if you're able to go through trial and go through court and appeals and hire lawyers, you may beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the entire process
Absolutely.
That you have to go through to get to that point.
You're
which usually means
right.
going
it's
to
like
jail,
Mark Stevens. You're
having,
right, Mike.
Having
it's,
to post bond,
it's
having
just
to
like
go
Mark
through
Stevens.
All that, you
yes.
know, the stigma that's attached
sure.
with being put in prison.
You are absolutely right. It's just like Mark Stevens says from Adventures in Legal Land at markstevens.net in his book, which I'm reading again right now, by the way. It's a great book. But in his book, he points out that whenever you deal with bureaucrats, you're going to lose. And especially
right.
when you're dealing with the people calling themselves the police and the court system, you're going to lose big time. Even if you do end up taking it to trial and by some miracle end up winning, you've still lost all the things you're pointing
That's
out.
Right, you've lost. You've
lost time,
and,
you've
and
lost money, you've lost privacy.
I hate to
your
say
reputation.
It, but I think if more Americans got arrested, they'd be more familiar with this process, but unfortunately most aren't.
Oh, well, that's changing. A lot of Americans these days have been arrested.
I wanted to expand, too, on what you guys said about how there is no risk to the prosecutor. Now, here's what I've seen personally. The police benefit by highballing the charges because what they get to do is they get to inflate their crime statistics, which is usually tied to their budget. So they get to say, well, we made 500 and X amount number of felony arrests last year. This crime is rampant in the city. We need X amount of more dollars to fight such
yep.
and such crime.
Yep.
So it benefits the police to trump up the charges because that gets to make that allows them to get more money for the next year's budget because the more crime they show, the more mm-hmm. need there is. Then the prosecutor will get the case. The prosecutor has absolutely no incentive whatsoever to drop the charges. It's in their best interest to just take everything to trial because they have nothing to lose while you stand everything to lose. So
yep.
they usually have the, you know, they usually put you on, they dangle the carrot of the plea bargain. You don't take it, they don't care. They're going to take you to trial anyway because they have nothing to lose. They're not going to be out thousands of dollars. They have all the power of the state behind them.
Yep.
They're not going to go to jail. They're not going to lose anything.
It's a depressing
but,
scene.
That, actually, I'd like to point
out
that
there is... And let me just say,
is,
too, that...
Wait, Mike. There is one thing. Prosecutors don't like losing, and they don't like doing the work that it takes to go to trial. So there is a disincentive for prosecutors to take things to trial.
Very small, though.
But
Very small.
Right. Compared to losing, you know, all the days at work that you would have and, you know, the livelihood and going to jail and all that other stuff, it's not much.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know we've got limited time here. Compare that, though, to the incentive they have to take it to trial, because if they just drop it and something happens, like you go out and reoffend, the media will pounce on them and they're going to look like they didn't do their job.
Yeah, but in most cases, I mean, the media is not paying attention. The media is not paying attention.
Well, the incentive for them to go to trial always is in their own favor because if the jury acquits them and you go out and reoffend, the prosecutor is completely, held harmless because he's I didn't let them go. You know,
Your analysis here, Mike, is spot on, and I have to thank you for the call tonight. And it's really the reason why two things are very important because everything he said is absolutely right on. Number one, liberty-minded people have to get together. The Free State Project, bringing people together, the people who are willing to take things to trial, who are willing to stand up, people like Sovereign Curtis, who's willing to face felony, he's going to trial on felony charges when he probably would be given a plea bargain and, you know, may take, you know, if he takes it, it'll probably be easier on him, but not in the long run. If people keep taking the plea bargains, things just keep getting worse. Get to point number two in a moment.
Can you hear that? Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. 9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on our site for free, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com will get you there, and you need to know about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's in New Hampshire, with other people that want to achieve liberty in their lifetime. Hundreds have made the move so far from all across the country, in some cases from around the world, here to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, thousands of people have pledged to make that move. Over 10,000 people are pledged to be in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. As soon as we reach 20,000 members, that will trigger the official move. But people are moving sooner rather than later. Mark, myself, we moved a few years ago. Wayne, you moved a couple years before us. And there are, as I said, hundreds of people are already here. There are all kinds of wonderful things happening. We promised we would tell our earlier caller some of the successes of the Free State Project, and I neglected to get to that point. So, Mark, if you've got a quick recap of what you think are some...
Do you want to start with old ones or new ones?
I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Well, I've got some new ones
here. We don't
have
a whole lot of time, so...
Okay. Well, I don't... State House successes, bill to stop law enforcement from abusing the wiretapping law, which is New Hampshire is one of those two-party states where everybody has to know that you're being wiretapped. That made it through the House. A bill creating a primary offense seatbelt law was killed in the Senate. The medical marijuana bill passed both the House and the Senate. These are just 2009 legislative updates. Marriage inequality in New Hampshire was basically gay marriage passed in New Hampshire, which, you know, say what you want about that particular issue. If one group of people is able to contract to live with each other, then it seems to me that all groups of people should be able to do so. And those are just the 2009 updates. I've got 2006, 2007 here also.
Where are you getting that from, for people that want to go and maybe get it themselves?
I have what they need to do is they either need to go and sign up as a friend of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or sign up as a participant at freestateproject.org.
You can't see the successes unless you sign up as a friend?
I got them. I got, look, man. You didn't ask me to find a place where people can go find them.
You
asked me for what the successes were. I have them in my email box.
Oh, okay.
It is an email that I got from from the Free State.
I would imagine that exists somewhere on their website.
It's an exhaustive website.
It's a big website.
So go sign up as a friend at freestateproject.org.
I think that for me, Mark, the legislative things are like piddly, but there's something. What I think is more exciting is that there are hundreds of people here that are doing things that are leading to results like some of the legislative things you mentioned. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance,
right,
to me, is far more exciting as an organization in general than maybe some of the legislation that they get behind. It's an organization of volunteers that was created in many ways by Free Staters, people that moved here to achieve more liberty. And they're doing some amazing things. They're looking at all the different pieces of legislation. They're grading them, many of them, on how they will affect the status of liberty in New Hampshire.
They're grading the legislation. They're grading the legislators.
It's a tremendous project.
And they're giving the legislators a gold sheet on how to vote on each particular issue.
If they want to vote for liberty.
What they do. Yeah.
So, I mean, that alone right there is a pretty big project, and it's become really successful, and it's getting more successful. Of course, there's also a lot of civil disobedience and non-cooperation happening up here. So much media being created. I mean, you've got Free Talk Live, you've got ObscuredTruth.com, you've got FreeMindsMedia.org, you've got AnarchyInYourHead.com, and you've got television, we've got radio, we've got newsprint, we've got cartoons. So, and now coming soon, I know Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com is working on putting together a movie, like an actual film, feature film. So there's going to be filmmaking going on up here. So there's a lot happening, more than we can tell you about in one 10-minute segment. We're not going to spend the whole segment on this. So just wanted to get that out there. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. But that was the second point of what I was wanted to discuss here, because we were talking with Mike about how it was actually the first point, but we were talking with Mike about the court system and how they just screw people and that everything is in favor of the state. Virtually nothing is in favor of you, the defendant. If they come after you, you're going to lose no matter what you do. Even if you end up winning in the long run by taking it to trial and somehow being found not guilty, you still lose all that time and that money and that effort that you would have otherwise have been spending on things that you'd like to do. So it's just a lose-lose proposition any way you slice it. However, there are some things that can make things better as far as the court system is concerned. They can maybe sway things a little bit in your favor, and that is getting together with other like-minded people, a la the Free State Project, and then within that group of like-minded people, encouraging people to not plead guilty. And that does involve some level of risk, especially if we're talking about felonies and that sort of thing. But even not pleading guilty on things like misdemeanors and violations, it's easier to do it in those cases. It's not as scary. And if down the line you don't want to you don't want to go to jail, you can usually pay money to the local charities or go and volunteer to the local charities. So you don't have to put money into the state's coffers.
That's in the case of misdemeanors or probably violations mostly. And also, if you're going to take something to trial, you probably should know the rules of trial, and the best way to do that is Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com. You can pick up the set. I think it's about $200. And inside 24 hours, you will, the average person can pick up, basically understand the entire legal system and how to use it for their advantage.
But if you're going it alone, I don't blame anybody for taking a plea bargain and just trying to minimize the damage. Up here, you can have more success if we get together and we refuse to obey and we refuse to plea out. Then the court system becomes overclogged, and then at some point they have to start giving up on charges. They have to start dropping charges because they're not going to be able to build courts and hire cops fast enough if enough people start disobeying and refusing to go along with the scam.
But there's another counter trend there, and that is that a lot of towns have had to, and cities have had to actually lay off police officers and can't hire them because of budgetary problems.
Sure. I mean, they're already on the brink of disaster here in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
As far as their courts.
Yeah, that's the court system, and I think the court system's the weak link. If you can go in, if you take your stuff to trial, it costs them a fortune. Whatever it is that they're getting from you, it's nothing compared to what they spend trying to take you through the system, especially if you know something like, having taken jurisdictionary and you can move the court and stuff like that.
And remember that in many cases, they don't actually have a case. The government is just posturing in a lot of the prosecutor and the police. They don't, in many cases, don't have the right evidence they need to convict you, or they just don't have their I's dotted and their T's crossed, or they've made some mistakes somewhere that you may not know about until you get the discovery, until you actually start looking into to going to trial in those cases. You'll never get all that stuff. You'll never find that out if you just take the plea bargain. If you take the plea bargain, they don't have to do any work. They don't have to prove anything. And the other point about that I wanted to make was about the CD Evolution Fund. We talked about Curtis, Sovereign Curtis, who is going to be taking a marijuana distribution charge to trial. It's a felony charge, and the CD Evolution Fund is getting behind Curtis. So Mike mentioned that one of the problems with taking things to trial is that it's costly. Well, if we can get together, again, bring people who are like-minded together, and they don't have to be physically for the CD Evolution Fund. You can be across the world and donate to the CD Evolution Fund to help out those activists who do have the courage to take these things to trial. CDEvolution.org is where you can go to learn more about the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. You can contribute on a monthly basis to the fund. You can also drop some money into a pot specifically for Sovereign Curtis. You can do that over at cdevolution.org. So that's an important tool that's going to help tip the scales a little more in the favor of the liberty activists. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on our site for free. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those things. In fact, there's a whole bunch of stuff there that we give away. The front page of the website, in fact, is totally redesigned here for 2010. It is FTL 2.0 that allows you, the listener, to become an influence in what we talk about on the air from our show prep perspective. You can always call in and bring up anything, but as far as the stuff that we bring to the table to maybe start the discussion out with, we usually get that. We used to get it from different sources on the internet. Now our own website has become our primary show prep resource because listeners like you are going to freetalklive.com. You create an account. It's free, of course. And then you can submit whatever show prep ideas you want. So submit a news story from some website or a video or
your own blog post.
Yeah, your own blog, whatever you want. You can submit it, and then other listeners will look at it, and they'll vote it up or vote it down, depending on how they feel. And you can vote up and vote down other things. And then the most popular stories make it to the front page of the site, meaning it's more likely that Mark and myself will see those stories and select them for the stuff we'll talk about. And even if we don't select it, other people get to see what you think is interesting, and you get to see what they think is interesting. It becomes a real community of people sharing interesting stuff. And in many cases, outrageous stuff. A lot of times, stories are just absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, I can't imagine how many stories we've missed throughout the years, and I don't think we're missing as many of these outrageous stories.
No, I think you're right about that. So head on over to freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231 is the number here. We continue with your calls. And go to James listening in North Carolina over our studio cam, brought to you by memorydealers.com at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, James.
It's great to chat with you guys.
What's on your mind tonight, James?
Just I'm going to blitz through a couple comments and get some responses from you guys. I just want to say I'm about 3 years into the freedom / liberty movement. Kind of got snowballed into it. Saw Ron Paul on TV. I got inspired by that. I've been listening to you guys now for about 2 months, and you know, I got to say, Free Talk Live, the Free State Project, you guys are my heroes. Hopefully in the next year or two, I hope to be up there and join you guys in for the cause. And
that's great. By the way, just to our earlier caller who was asking, well, the Free State Project, he seemed shocked that the Free State Project was actually being successful. It's people like you is why the Free State Project is a success, is that people like you are willing to come and literally pick up your lives wherever it is that you are. You're in North Carolina, and make the move to New Hampshire to get active and plug yourself into a whole new community of new friends that you don't even know yet. I mean, that's an incredible level of dedication to the ideas of liberty, and that's why it's going to work out.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to address the chairman of the Spoiler Project, caller earlier, the guy who's starting the Spoiler.
Well, no, he won't start it. He just wants to throw the idea out in hopes that somebody else will pick it up and run with it and pour their money and time into his idea.
Exactly. I understand his frustration. I got involved locally here in central North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, the next county over, and I understand his frustration. And I've actually did like a year and a half long a radio internet show. We interviewed local politicians, you know, held their feet to the fire, if you will. And essentially, I had a lot of good things happen through that. I had some bad things. What you said earlier, Ian, about the Libertarian Party, I got to agree with you on that, because I had two similar encounters with the Libertarian Party. We interviewed everybody that ran for county commissioner here locally where I'm from. All the Republicans, all the Democrats came on our radio show, answered our questions, stayed on with us for an hour. But the two state representatives, both Republican and Democrat, came on our show, were interviewed for an hour. But the Libertarian Party person didn't even respond to our emails.
What?
So, exactly. You think they'd want any exposure they could get. We had maybe about 100 to 200 listeners. The other thing, how they kind of looked over what I was trying to do, I wanted to run for Libertarian Party for county commissioner. Mm-hmm. I sent them an email asking the North Carolina Libertarian Party, could you maybe give me a little guidance, a point of reference? And that didn't go over so well either. Got no response from them on that. But so I definitely agree with what Ian said about, you know, trying to work within the system, and it just seems like it doesn't work out. And the final thing I wanted to say, you guys had a caller about a week or two ago, and he brought up the video that you guys did. You were in it, Ian. It was about 38 minutes where you interviewed the town.
Oh, good God! Yes, this
town guy. And you kind of wrote that off, though. And I agree with the caller. I think you kind of wrote it off as not really a big deal, an important video. You thought it wasn't that great. I disagree with you. I think it was an important video because, like I said earlier, I have been involved locally. I have, you know, been in close contact with people here within the county, trying to ask them questions and get hard answers. And that's essentially what you guys did. And so to write that video or that video clip off so easily, I disagree with you. I think that was a very important video. And the final thing I wanted to say, I want some advice from you here, because I plan to do something similar to what you did in that 38 minute clip. I want to go address the county commissioners. I've done this several times on issues before, attended, you know, many, many county meetings to get answers and see what exactly happens locally, like what you guys do. And it's an issue. I have two vehicles. One of them I have registered. Everything's groovy. But my other vehicle, I'm going to do pretty much like you said. I've heard you speak to clogging up the court system, you know, noncompliance. I totally agree with that. You know,
What are you going to do?
Basically, I'm going to ask them to their face, you know, I don't want any of your county services. I don't see that you have any right to claim over my vehicle. I paid for it the day I bought it. If not yours, are you going to send your thugs with badges to come steal my vehicle if I don't pay your $20, vehicle ransom, is what I call it.
I know the answer.
Well, the answer is they're probably going to take your car. But is the $20 a registration? Is that the yearly registration fee there in North Carolina?
It's just the property tax value of one of my vehicles. I want to keep one, that I could drive around and not have to worry about anything. Sure. But the other one I just want to use.
So you're expecting them to take your car then, right?
I would like to see it go through court because we had a letter to the editor in our local
newspaper. But first they're
going to
take your car. If before it goes to court, they're going to likely either take your car and impound it or force you to tow it. I got lucky. They had me tow it back to my house, so I didn't have it impounded, which would have cost me extra. But the tow
don't forget
me
you'll have to
bucks.
Take the impounding to court too, because they'll try to charge you for the storage fee while it wheedles its way through court.
Yeah.
And it's quite possible they'll sell your vehicle before you ever get to court.
Okay, so that definitely helps me out because I figured that it would be proceedings in court before actually they took the vehicle
no,
away.
No, what's likely going to be the case?
If you drive it, they're
going to
take
it. If you decide that you're going to essentially protest their registration fee or their property tax, as you call
vehicle
it,
vehicle ransom.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You're right. If you decide you're going to protest that, then they're basically going to deregister your car, or they're going to call it expired registration. And then if you continue to drive it around, at some point, some cop's going to be behind you. He's going to run the tag, and he's going to find out that that's an expired tag, and you're going to get pulled over, and you'll be charged with some sort of crime about using expired tags. At that point, then you can take that to court. Because you'll still have a legitimate driver's license likely, so they can't hit you with driving while suspended, but they will have hit you with driving a unregistered vehicle on the roads of North Carolina.
And the tow fee.
And then you'll get towed, and maybe you'll have the car impounded, so you'll likely have to shell out a couple $100 in order to get your car back into your possession, and then you'll have to spend whatever time and money is necessary to do it. What I would suggest to you is that rather than making waves in North Carolina, if you're planning on coming here, save your money, save the hundreds of dollars that you would spend on this effort, put that money towards making the move to New Hampshire, and then join the Freedom to Travel folks up here, because there are a handful of us here, and we'd love to have more.
That's good advice, and you might even find an issue that's, more important.
More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. And if you like all the features at freetalklive.com, you like this way, this radio program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to make a major purchase here in the next month or two, you need to go to cleaningcredit.com first. If you have foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any other kind of derogatory reporting on your credit report, it's going to cost you thousands more. You may not even know it's there because the credit reporting agencies make mistakes all the time. But cleaningcredit.com can help you get them removed. They'll dispute all the derogatory credit on your credit report. And it's a law firm, and they've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years. This isn't some kind of fly-by-night operation that's just going to take your money and run. It's cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We just had a conversation with James in North Carolina, who is very excited and new to the ideas of liberty. He said within the past few years he found Ron Paul and, you know, since has found Free Talk Live and the Free State Project, and he wants to make the move to New Hampshire in the next year or two. And he's jazzed up. He's excited. He's hearing about all these cool things that are happening up here, and he wants to taste it. He wants to get become a part of that activism. But I think he was a little too excited, a little bit too rambunctious, perhaps.
We've seen this phenomenon before. People are excited about the idea of the activism that's going on up here. They think, I'll try a little bit where I am first before I go, and then things go poorly sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the idea of getting your feet wet into activism before you make the move to New Hampshire. I mean, I'd rather have an experienced activist than an inexperienced one move here, but I'd rather have anybody move here than nobody. But getting involved, I think where you are should stop at personal risk to your finances and your freedom. Because if you don't have the support network that we have up here, and arguably the support network isn't really that huge, it's just better than what you've got where you are, and it's getting better over time as more people come here, as more people contribute.
Indeed.
To CDEvolution.org, and we continue to grow this movement. If you do some sort of whatever it is, even if it's just doing fully informed jury association or pointing a camera at a cop, any level of activism at some point, the more disobedient, the more non-cooperative it is, the more risky it's going to be for you. And the fewer people you have around to support you, the more likely you're just going to quietly disappear off the map, and nobody's going to even know about it. Nobody that could do anything to help you is going to be around you. So you will be going it alone, most likely. Maybe a couple of hardcore friends of yours will stick by you as you go to court or as you go through whatever it is that the government people put you through. But you're not really making an investment in the future of liberty. It's just more of an investment in your own personal sensation about feeling like an activist. It's not likely that going and getting arrested for North Carolina or California or whatever is going to do anything to advance liberty. So, and I'm not saying that we're advancing liberty real fast here by getting arrested in New Hampshire, but to some extent I can point to things where it's made a difference. I mean, the 420 celebrations that are happening every single day, it cost a few arrests, but now the cops don't mess with the 420 celebrations anymore.
I think
they don't mess with us with video cameras at all here in Keene, New Hampshire these days.
I think that what you can do where you are is that if you do have a run-in with the police or whatever, you take whatever it is, the speeding ticket, the traffic ticket, the whatever misdemeanor violation thing is, to court, and you can have an effect on the system that way. I don't know that driving.
But it's minuscule. It's really not going to affect them that much because you don't have.
Perhaps not as focused because you're not. You don't have as many people doing it in one geographic area.
There's that.
But I do think that the court systems all over the United States are stressed, and if people all over the United States take things like traffic tickets and violations to court, then they're going to have a lot better. It's going to work a lot better than most other activists.
I tend to go the route of fly under the radar. Build your savings. I see what you're saying, Mark. Like, if you're going to stay where you are and you're not going to come to New Hampshire, then, okay, yeah, take some stuff to trial and have fun with it. But if you're going to come here, your time is better spent investing in the move.
I would not disagree with that.
And planning for the move and reaching out to other people and encouraging them to make the move to New Hampshire, encouraging them to join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Spend your time focusing on making sure you're as financially sound for your move as possible and bringing others on board so perhaps you aren't moving alone. Perhaps you'll have a friend come up with you or your family's going to come with you or whatever you need to do to bring other people on board. Focus more on that. Stay below the radar. Maybe do some assistance with Liberty Outreach. Liberty Outreach is probably the safest activism you can do. If you get involved in politics, there's still a chance that some politically connected so-and-so is going to do something to, put a kibosh on your career as a politician and maybe even go after you if you're like a business owner or something like that. Politics isn't necessarily the safest route. I would say creating media. That's something you can do where you currently are, and something that you could perhaps transition up to New Hampshire. Creating media is pretty safe, and doing outreach, so flyering people, going to public events, getting the ideas of liberty into people's hands, and of course, media counts as outreach as well. I would say outreach is likely the safest of all of the activist forms, and a good way to get practiced at talking to people, which is an important thing to know how to do. Interacting with the public, important to do, especially if you're going to be doing things like political activism or other types of outreach when you get here to New Hampshire. So that's my recommendation.
The other thing to consider is that when you come up here, even though the economy nationally is not that great, New Hampshire has one of the lower unemployment rates in the country.
It's true. 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. We're going to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Frank in New York? Do we lose Frank? Frank going once? Frank going twice? Okay, let's try instead. Go to Zach in Minnesota on the amp line. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen. How's everyone doing?
What's on your mind, Zach?
Just a couple quick points. I've sensed a recurring theme throughout tonight about problems with the court system. Wondering what are some quick 10-second alternatives to that, because I can't really think of too many on my own.
Alternatives to what specifically? I'm a little confused.
Well, a government-run court system. What are some free market, more libertarian-oriented routes we can go with that?
I'd recommend picking up a copy of Market for Liberty, which is a great book from the early 1970s. You can get it in PDF form or audiobook form at book.freekeen.com. And that's got a real good explanation of private arbitration and how we can have competing companies, basically competing organizations offering arbitration service in a free marketplace, arbitration services that are customized by the market, I mean, by competition and innovation, where these arbitrators are competing with one another based on speed of service, based on accuracy of the results that they give out, fairness of the justice that they're dealing out, that kind of thing. And you get into questions about, well, you know, how do you make it so somebody goes to arbitration? That's where having a reputation rating system comes in, to where if you don't go to arbitration, then your reputation is ruined, and it makes it more difficult for you to live your life. And of course, violent criminals. Well, if you're violent and there's evidence that you know somebody is violent and that they have committed some sort of crime, you could always take the risk of bringing them into custody, and then they essentially give up their rights by violating somebody else's rights.
But I think that this that the court system and perhaps rogue roads and police officers, security. I think these are some of the and the monopoly the government has on these things are some of the inner leaves of the government onion, if you know what I mean. That you don't start peeling with the judicial system. I think that the probably the best way that we can help the judicial system today is to make it legal for people to own their own bodies. You don't take people to court for prostitution or doing drugs or gambling or things like that. If you could get the courts, if you could get the government out of those issues, the courts would be, hobbled by what it is that they can be brought to them and the ways that they can, affect people's rights and that kind of thing. So I think that that's probably the first and biggest step that people can take.
Does that answer your question, okay, Zach?
Yeah, and that was kind of almost a segue into my second point. I've been more or less evangelizing the whole free state project, more or less, because I'm hoping to get out there by the end of next year.
Boy, people must really think you're a cult member.
Oh, yeah. There's some people who think they lump us in with those Tea Partiers, and they don't understand that it's different. But I get into debates with them, and it always comes up to infrastructure, the roads, the sewers, how they're already in place. The government,
we've already got roads. We're just going to have to continue hurting people and aggressing against peaceful people for the rest of eternity because the roads already exist. There's already sewers in place. We'll get to that here if you want. Hang on, Zach. 800-259-9231. Because roads exist, we must continue to aggress against peaceful people. Doesn't make sense to me. There's more coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.